It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are more women deciding to stay single if you see Sex in the City? You know, none of them really wanted to get married except for one of them. Is that really more the norm these days? My guest is Rebecca Traister, and she's the author of Big Girls Don't Cry. So, Rebecca, welcome to the show. Are less women choosing to get married these days, or are they secretly wishing they were getting married? They're just holding up a brave face saying, I don't need to get married to be happy.
Well, I think it's somewhere between all those things. Yes, women are getting married at a slower rate, and more importantly, they're getting married later than they ever have before historically. The median age of first marriage for women for 100 years was below the age of 22, and now, starting in about 1990, it started to climb. And now American women are, you know, the median age is close to 27 for first marriage. So certainly more women are waiting longer to marry. And marriage rates are going down. But it's not quite as simple as, are they all choosing to not get married, I don't like the institution. It's more about the world offers more things for women to do besides get married now, which creates both the delay, and if you don't meet a person you want to marry, there are things to do with your life. Get an education, work, earn money, travel, you can have sex without being married now, without the kind of social stigma that used to accompany it. So marriage isn't the necessary cornerstone of adult female life that it has been for hundreds of years until very recently.
Do you think that these women, or even that the public is viewing these women, more important of a question, as holding up that brave face and they're just saying that, but they really do want to get married?
Well, there are millions and millions of women out there, and there are millions and millions of different circumstances. There aren't one of the things that happens when you take away the model that says, okay, this is how a female life goes. You grow up in your family's house, and then when you become an adult, you get married and you're a wife, and then pretty soon after that, you're a mother. And all you women with all your different, you know, impulses and tastes and behaviors and desires, you're all going to try to fit yourselves into that one model. As soon as you lift that model and you say, actually, you know, maybe you won't ever get married, or maybe you won't get married till you're 40, or maybe you won't get married till you're 60, or maybe you'll have a baby on your own in your 20s, and there are suddenly all these different models, what you get is you see the variety of human experience. So, of course, there are women who are really not marrying because it's not their bag, because they don't like monogamy, they haven't met anybody they like well enough, they like their independence, they like an independent sex life, they like to travel a lot, who knows. And you get women who are really sad because they haven't met somebody, just like you have men who are very sad because they haven't met somebody. You know, you have every possible experience is out there. What's the only thing that's sort of universally true is that in stages, it gets easier for women to live longer not being married and not be outcasts in some way. Which is not to say that it's not still stigmatized and difficult and that people don't look askance at them and put pressure on them. When are you going to get married? Why aren't you married? Of course, all that stuff is still there, but it lessens over time as it becomes more normal to see so many women who aren't living their adult lives as wives.
So in your 20s and your 30s, you're kind of in your 20s, you're getting the question, oh, you have some time. You can, you know, wait till you really find the guy. And then in your 30s, they're starting to sort of look at you. And in the 40s, are people starting to kind of feel sorry for you and say, oh, well, she just couldn't find anybody, or now all she's going to meet is divorced men, or, you know, of that sort of thing? As a woman, do you just hold your head up and say, hey, you know what, this is my choice, or yes, I haven't met the right man yet?
Yeah, it depends on how you feel about your circumstances. Yes, I do think I was unmarried into my 30s, and I have talked to, you know, dozens of women from book that I'm working on who are unmarried into their 30s and 40s and 50s and beyond, and they all report some version of what you describe, especially as you get older. And it hinges for a lot of them on whether or not they want to have kids, or whether their families are pressuring them to have kids, or whether they have kids outside of marriage. You know, when you feel that pressure. But often in your 30s and 40s, there is this sort of a little bit of pity, perhaps a little bit of scolding. You did something wrong. How did you not get married, the assumption that you definitely want to be married, all of that. How you react to it depends on how you feel about your own situation. I've certainly spoken to a lot of women who say it makes them feel terrible and sad, and this was, they hadn't met the right person, or they met a person who didn't want to marry them, or they had hoped life would go differently, but there are lots of other things in their lives that they still love and, you know, are completed by in other ways. And I know lots of other women who say, nah, screw that. I'm extremely happy. I have a very full life, and marriage would have weighed me down in one way or another, and I never met anybody I wanted to be married to. I've also interviewed a ton of women, and as it stops being something that people usually do in their early 20s, one of the things you see is marriage spreading out across ages. So you actually have tons of women now who aren't married into their 40s, but marrying for the first time in their 50s, or in their 60s, or in their 70s. I've really spoken to many women who are doing this now. When you think, when society sort of says, oh, it's too late for you, in fact, that's beginning to be kind of nuts. Lots of people are marrying later and later into life, and for some women, you know, having very full independent lives, and then meeting somebody who's a good fit for them in their midlife, and having a second half of life that's a partnership.
So why don't you give some great advice, Rebecca, to the women out there that are saying, okay, you know, my clock is ticking and I'm not married. Now, I myself didn't get married till I was 30, had my first baby at 36, and so my second baby at 38. So, I mean, I know that I wasn't upset. I was having a great time. But, right. You know, for the women out there that are looking at their clocks and saying, what am I going to do? Or should I be just really concentrating on myself? Give them your best advice.
Well, certainly concentrating on yourself is a good piece of advice. I mean, you know, pursuing the things that make you happy. In part, meeting the right person is something that's really beyond your control. People are always trying to sell advice about, oh, if you just stop looking, or if you just relax, or if you join a club. And as anybody who's been single for a long time and looking to meet somebody to fall in love with knows, that advice is maddening. Because meeting another person depends on luck, on timing, on who you bump into on the street sometimes, you know? So the only advice I would offer is to try to take a look at what is in your control in your life. What brings you happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction, and what makes you curious and excited in life, and spend time doing those things to the best that you're able, to make yourself happy. And the other thing that I think is happening around the country is we're beginning to break apart the notion of having babies and having a family and necessarily being married. And of course, it's a big challenge economically for most women. But if you're thinking about, I think that a lot of women are beginning to sort of ask two separate questions. Do I want to have children? And if the answer is yes, do I need to wait for this other factor that I can't control, which is needing a partner to have those children with? And making those two making that decision slightly separately from marriage, that puts the question of childbearing more in your own court. And again, I say that recognizing that for many people it's an economic challenge or impossibility to do it on your own, and it may also be a religious or moral. There may be religious or moral reasons that doesn't appeal, but it is something that more and more women are doing as they're staying single longer, is considering whether or not childbearing is something they themselves want to do, whether or not they meet somebody by the moment that their biological clock stops.
And the book is Big Girls Don't Cry, and that will be what, available soon on Amazon?
No, actually, Big Girls Don't Cry is my first book about the 2008 election, women and Hillary Clinton. And the
oh, okay,
election.
Sorry.
This is my, no, it's okay. It's interesting, the title, my work for both. The second book that I'm working on is about unmarried women, and it doesn't have a title yet. It will be out next year.
Okay, so the title will be forthcoming. She's Rebecca Traister.
It will be.
And women out there, you know, first get a hold of yourself. Look at what you want out of life. Decide what your goals and aspirations are. And if it hasn't happened for you yet and you want it to, don't worry about it. You know, there's somebody for everyone, as they say. And you are listening to Radio MD, the show Staying Well. I'm Melanie Cole. Scroll around, learn something with us, and let's all stay well.